Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Nichols Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Nichols, and today we're going to be discussing a topic that is fundamental to personal and professional development, the concept of mindset. Specifically, we'll be diving into the ideas presented in the book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, by psychologist Carol S. Dweck. In her book, Dweck introduces two types of mindsets, the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. Those with a fixed mindset believe that their abilities are static and cannot be changed. They tend to avoid challenges, give up easily, see effort as fruitless, ignore useful feedback, and feel threatened by the success of others. On the other hand, individuals with a growth mindset believe that their abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. They embrace challenges, persist in the face of setbacks, see effort as a path to mastery, learn from criticism, and find lessons and inspiration in the success of others. Now let's take a look at how these mindsets can impact our lives. If you have a fixed mindset, you might avoid trying new things for fear of failure. You might think, I'm not good at this, and I never will be. This mindset can limit your potential and prevent you from reaching your goals. In contrast, if you have a growth mindset, you're likely to embrace challenges and see failures not as evidence of unintelligence, but as a springboard for growth and stretching your existing abilities. You might think, I'm not good at this yet. This mindset fosters a love for learning and resilience, which are essential for great accomplishment. So, how can we cultivate a growth mindset? Here are some action steps. Recognize and acknowledge your fixed mindset voice. When you face a challenge, listen to what goes on in your mind. Are you doubting yourself? Are you afraid of failure? Recognize these thoughts as signs of a fixed mindset. Reframe your challenges. Instead of saying, I can't do this, say, I can't do this yet. This simple word, yet, can make a big difference in how you perceive your abilities. Embrace failure as a learning opportunity. When you fail, don't let it define you. Instead, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Seek out feedback and use it to grow. Don't shy away from criticism. Instead, see it as a tool for learning and improvement. Now let's delve a little deeper. When we talk about reframing challenges, it's not just about changing the words we use. It's about changing our perspective. It's about seeing every challenge as an opportunity to grow. And when we talk about embracing failure, it's not about celebrating failure for the sake of it. It's about understanding that failure is a part of the learning process. It's about learning to bounce back from failure and using it as a stepping stone to success. And when we talk about seeking feedback, it's not just about listening to what others have to say. It's about actively seeking out feedback and using it as a tool for self-improvement. It's about being open to criticism and using it to fuel your growth. Key takeaways from today's episode: mindset is a powerful tool that can shape our lives. A fixed mindset can limit our potential, while a growth mindset can empower us to learn, grow, and achieve our goals. Recognizing and acknowledging our fixed mindset voice is the first step towards cultivating a growth mindset. Embracing challenges, seeing effort as a path to mastery, learning from criticism, and finding lessons in the success of others are all hallmarks of a growth mindset. As we wrap up today's episode, let's recap what we've discussed. We've explored the concepts of fixed and growth mindsets as presented by Carol S. Dweck in her book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. We've discussed how these mindsets can impact our lives and our potential for success. We've also outlined some action steps you can take to cultivate a growth mindset, including recognizing and acknowledging your fixed mindset voice, reframing your challenges, embracing failure as a learning opportunity, and seeking out feedback for growth. The importance of this topic cannot be overstated. Our mindset shapes how we approach challenges, how we deal with failure, and how we perceive our own abilities. By cultivating a growth mindset, we can empower ourselves to learn, grow, and achieve our goals. And that's it for today's episode of the Nichols Mindset Podcast. I hope you found this discussion on fixed and growth mindsets insightful, and that it inspires you to cultivate a growth mindset in your own life. And that's it for today's episode of the Nichols Mindset Podcast. I hope you found this discussion on fixed and growth mindsets insightful, and that it inspires you to cultivate a growth mindset in your own life. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review the podcast on your platform of choice. Your feedback helps us improve and reach more people. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from today's discussion. Make sure to subscribe or follow the Nichols Mindset Podcast so you won't miss out on any future episodes. Remember, it's never too late to start cultivating a growth mindset. Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to having you with me on the next episode. Until then, keep growing, keep learning, and keep nurturing that Nichols mindset.